There is a brilliant book entitled I Really Want to Change, So Help Me God. It gets down to the nitty-gritty of what change looks like when we see those old buddies, rebellion, resentment and independence, rear their ugly heads again, and the cry really does go out from up from our heart. I really want to change, so help me God. Change starts with a willingness to go through the process, his way, thy kingdom come in my life. For this will require backbone, not wishbone. Living under grace, not under law. Hello, I'm speaking to Pharisees here. You have heard it said, but I say to you. The Pharisee in you is a dream stealer. He steals the dream God has of who you are becoming and places a corpse in front of you. Try changing that. Fighting the old man, the old nature, call it what you will, takes every ounce of will or maybe won't power you have. And the choice is not once, but many times during the course of 24 hours. But if you really, really want to be like Jesus, change is here to stay and you'll need to learn to work with the Holy Spirit. He really, really will help you. It's his job, for goodness sake. It's what he's in you for, to will and to do, remember? But he knows when we're in wishful mode. Oh, I wish I was someone else. I wish I could get away from this. Read, I wish I was somewhere else. I wish things were easier. I wish. Wishful mode. He won't come alongside that. He won't come alongside your efforts to pull yourself up by your bootstraps either. Ever tried that? Levitation by pulling up on your shoelaces. He comes alongside the determination to work with him in the process of change. This means we have to grow up and see things as they are. When he tells us to love our enemies, for instance, and pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us, he isn't asking us to like them. He's asking us to love them. Bringing it right down to ourselves, there are times when God doesn't like our behaviour and thoughts, but he still loves us. Because he made the choice to, and he never, ever, ever changes how he feels towards us. Doesn't always approve what we're thinking, speaking or doing, but he always accepts us in his Son. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. There is a way in which we must get our theology right and understand that outside of Christ we have and are nothing. Everything comes to us through him and because of our placement in him. If we truly understood this, what happened the moment we believed, how much striving would cease? What tends to happen is that we're saved by grace and then we struggle on our own, never reaching in our own estimation the heights we need to reach, so we keep on trying and keep on measuring and falling and failing. Beloved, there is nowhere to get to. You are already there, placed there by God himself, from whose hand no one can snatch you. These issues are foundational to your understanding if you're to walk in grace, which is the power of God to change you from the inside out. God has oceans of the stuff. Grace. Oceans. Grace isn't some nebulous cloud of warm fuzzy that encloses and enwraps us. It's dynamite. Literally, the Greek is dunamos, power, from which we get our word dynamite. The dynamite of the indwelling Christ to bring change and power to our lives. My grace is available. Come to me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I want you to face the mountain, so you can see when the mountain is out of the way, all that is left is me. Only I can move the mountain. Only I can push it away. Only I can face the problems you face today. Your only job is to believe, to listen to my voice, and when you hear what I command, obedience is your choice. But I will not make it too difficult, for the victory is already mine, and I'll fill you through my Spirit, and through you my grace will shine. Not when you are perfect, like you think you ought to be, but when your heart is willing to become more and more like me. I'll have some of that. I'm done with struggling. How about you?